The following presentation was made available by Inspiration Express as part of the daily Kitzur Shulchan Aruch calendar program. There are many more free lectures and resources available at www.kitzur365.org. Today's lecture is given by Rabbi Yossi Rosenfeld.
Bruchim Haboim, today we're going to be learning Simon Mem Hei. The Kitzur calls Hilchos Birkas HaZimun, the halachas of the Baruch of Zimun. These are the introductory lines to benching that a group of people says before the benching. Let's see halacha Aleph. Shlosha sha'achlu biyachad, the three people ate together. Tzrichim levarach b'zimun, they must make the Baruch of Zimun, and we will be discussing the exact nature of the Baruch of Zimun throughout these halachas. Umitzvah sheyavarchu al hakos, there's a mitzvah they should make the bracha, the Birkas HaMazon, on a cup. The exact beverage that will be used will be discussed in these halachos. V'yemepsher, if it's possible, tzrichin lahadja, they must look for shiya kos yayin, and it should be a cup of wine. If it's possible to use wine, they should use wine for that beverage. V'yemepsher b'yayin, if it's impossible to use wine, we'll be discussing in this halacha what's considered to be impossible to use wine. But if it's impossible to use wine, yashechar, so that beverage can be beer. Omed is a beverage made from honey. Oyayin saraf, or it can be whiskey. Kishuhu chamar medina, when it's the country's wine, literally. Meaning when these other beverages, whether it's beer, med, whiskey, when it's considered to be the common beverage that is drunk in that country. Dahainu she'en yain gadol shom kederach yom, that means if wine does not grow a day's travel min ha'ir, away from the city, that within one day's travel of the city, wine is not grown. Valkin hu biyokir, therefore wine is considered to be expensive. Because wine is not readily available, wine is expensive. Regil and lishtos mashkim elo b'makom yayin, and they're accustomed to drink these other beverages in place of wine. That the definition of chamar medina, literally the country's wine, the country's beverage, is in a case where wine does not grow locally. The kids are defined as being within a day's travel of the city, so they drink these other beverages, whether it's beer, whiskey, med, any other beverage which the country uses as a substitute for wine. So the Kitzur is saying that if wine is expensive, one can substitute beer, med, again, all these other beverages in the place of wine for the sake of benching on a kos. The Kitzur continues, there's an opinion that benching, even for a yachid, even for an individual who's not with a group of three, requires a cup of wine or these other beverages. V'noagin hamidaktikim, those who are careful, they have the following custom. Kishimavarchin biyachid, if they make the bracha when they're alone. Shalechos hakos biyad, they don't hold the cup for benching in their hand. Rak manichin oso al hashulchan lefneim, rather they leave it on the table in front of them. That those who have the custom to bench, even though they're not with a group, even though they're alone, they don't hold the kos, they don't hold that cup of wine or other beverage. Rather, they just leave it on the table. The Rama explains that that's because al pi kabbalah, according to the mystical sources, one should not hold the cup if he's a single person who's benching. In terms of these halachos, 2 points I wanted to mention in terms of benching on a cup of wine. So the Kitzur is saying that three people eating together should use a cup of wine or these other beverages, chamar medina. And he even mentions the opinion that a single person should bench on a cup of wine. The Moshe Feinstein explains that the common custom is not to bench using a cup of wine. Moshe Feinstein explains that because there was a period that wine was very expensive and it was very hard to use wine for benching, Therefore, it became the custom not to use a cup of wine for benching, and therefore the common custom became to bench without a kos, to bench without using a cup of wine or other beverage, because of the difficulty of doing that. And therefore, even though there are opinions that one should do it, it's considered that the custom among Klal Yisrael is not to use a kos for the sake of benching. The Kitzur says that one who is careful about benching with a cup of wine, he can use wine. Or he could, if wine is not readily available, he can use Chamar Medina, the country's drink, these other drinks that are considered to be in the place of wine. The Kitzur defines it as being a situation where wine doesn't grow within a day's journey from the city. There are contemporary poskim, Reb Shmuel Vosner and Reb Yashiv, that they mention the possibility that even if wine is available, if it's not considered to be a drink that people use, it's not considered to be a beverage. Like, for example, in our countries, generally wine is not looked at as being a beverage one drinks during a meal. They mention the possibility in halacha that maybe even if wine is available, if it's not looked at as a common beverage, then one could substitute wine for these other beverages. Again, beer, the Kitzur mentions med, other drinks that are considered to be in the place of wine. Some contemporary poskim say that orange juice would be considered to be like a chamar medina, something which is like a juice. Rav Moshe Feinstein says in one of his tshuvos, one of his responsa, that he says that even though soda is drunk commonly, that's not considered to be chamar medina. It's not considered to be the local beverage, because it has to, in order to be considered chamar medina, the local beverage, it has to be somewhat chashuv, somewhat important. And Rav Moshe Feinstein considers soda to be basically like a flavored water. That's not considered to be a distinguished drink. But again, there are those authorities that would say that possibly juice in our countries, and again, beer would be considered to be chamar medina. Let's see, halacha beis. Mozgin is a kos tchila. First, we pour the kos, the cup of wine or the other beverage, for birkas hamazon. V'achar kach notlin liyadayim. Then we do the nitilas yadayim, the mayim acharonim, the washing after the meal, which precedes benching. The reason for this is, like the Kitzur said previously in Siman Mem Dalet, Halacha Dalet, that the Mayim Achronim, the washing after the meal, should be immediately before benching. So therefore we pour the cup of wine or other beverage, and then we do Netilas Yadayim. Let's see, Halacha Gimel. Yayin Shishasu Mimenu. Wine that there were those who drank from it, that someone drank from that wine. Anything that remains in that vessel from which someone drank wine, that becomes pogum, it becomes tainted. It is invalid for using for benching, any cup of wine that someone drank from. Ad she yisakno, until you fix that cup. How do you fix it? That you put a little bit of wine into it. Or a little bit of water. She'en and pugumim, that are not pugum, that has never been drunk from. So if someone drinks from the cup of wine, it is considered to be pugum, it's considered to be invalid, but he could fix it by adding a little bit more wine or water if that wine or water he's adding was not pugum, was never drunk from. The caveman should sarach lamalis as a kos l'shem bracha, and because he has to fill up the kos, he has to fill up this cup for the sake of the bracha, because he has to specifically fill the cup with intention of doing it for Birkas HaMazon. Lachein emakos pogum, therefore if the kos was pogum, if the kos was tainted, someone drank from it, fuhumasakno, and he wants to fix it. Tzorach l'shavcho l'toch kankan, so he has to pour it back out of that cup into the bigger barrel. M'toch hakankan l'soch kos shel bracha. And he has to pour it back from the barrel into the kos shel bracha, into the kos that he's using for the Birkas HaMazon. Because they're saying that if one drank from the kos, from the cup he was going to use, he has to refill it again, because that cup was considered to be invalidated. So since he has to fix it, and the water that's there already was already invalidated, So therefore he has to pour it out. He has to pour it back out into the barrel. And pour back from the barrel again into the cup that he's benching on, that he should be pouring good, untainted wine for the sake of the kosher bracha. So therefore the procedure would be, he would pour a little bit of wine or water into this kos, into the cup, pour it back into the barrel, and then take again from the barrel for the sake of the kosher bracha, that he should pour again for the sake of the kos used for benching. Let's see Allah Dalid. Hakosim of Archon Olav, the cup which is used for benching, Tzarech Shiyah Shalim, Shiyah Shalim, it has to be complete. The Kitzur will define what's considered to be complete. It has to be unbroken. Vafil Nishba Raka Basa Shalmata, even if just the base of the cup is broken, even though it's not in the actual part of the cup which holds the liquids, even if only the base of the cup is broken, so it's invalid for using for the bracha. Va'afilu pegima kol shehi b'svasakli, and even a nick in the rim of the cup, in the upper rim of the cup, if there's a nick, osha nistak, or if there's a crack in the cup, pasul, that would be invalid. It has to be something which is not nicked, not cracked, a full, unbroken kos. V'ton hadocha mibifnim, it has to be washed on the inside. Ushtifa mibachutz also has to be washed on the outside. Hadocha is the term used for washing it on the inside, and shtifa is the term used for washing it on the outside. So it should be washed in and out. Omekan choyofe sheinaki, or if he's not able to wash it, he should wipe it well, that it should be clean. He should wipe it down, that it should not have any residue on it, it should be clean. He has to pour from the barrel into the cup for the sake of the bracha. That's like we talked about in Halacha Gimel. You have to pour from the barrel specifically for the sake of the bracha, that wine which could be used for the bracha. It has to be full. It should be a full cup of wine. In terms of the Halacha of Mole, I just wanted to mention, the Mishnah Berurah brings down two opinions. Does full mean it's literally full to the top, to the point it's nearly dripping over? Or does full just mean it's full, it's not considered to be an empty cup. It's not pouring over the sides, but you fold it basically to the top, the way a person would pour a full cup of beverage. Those are the two opinions Mishnah Berurah brings in terms of the definition of mole, in terms of full. It's also worth mentioning that even if the cup wasn't full, and this is true even for Kiddush or Abdallah, even if it wasn't full, if a person only has the size of a revius, which is about 3.3 ounces, even if he only has a revius of wine, even though the cup is not full, it would not hold back from making the bracha on it. It's only l'chatchila, it's only ideally we try to make it that the kos should be full, and the halacha is one should make it full. But if he was stuck without enough wine to make it full, he would still be yotzi, he would still fulfill the obligation of having a kos, having a cup of wine, even though it wasn't full. But again, these are all halachas in beautifying the kos. So it has to be shalim, it has to be uncracked, it has to be clean, it has to be full. V'amivarech mekabla b'shtei yadav, the person making the bracha accepts the kos, accepts this cup with both hands. He adds in parentheses, Laharos Chavivas HaKos, to show how this kos is dear to him. Shul Choshik Lekablo B'chol Kocho, he wants to accept it with all his strength, so he takes it in both hands. Ukidach Siv, like the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Suyidechem Kodesh, lift up your hands in holiness, Ubarcho Es Hashem, give a bracha to Hashem, you lift up your hands, and then give the bracha. Then he removes his left hand. Then he holds it only in his right hand, without the aid of the left hand. He holds it only in the stronger hand, which normally is the right hand. He adds parenthetically, it shouldn't look like it's a burden, as if it's heavy to hold it. Therefore, he holds it only in the stronger hand, which is normally the right hand. And he puts his eyes on it, he pays attention to the kos, he looks at it. They shouldn't remove his thoughts from the coast, from the cup, therefore he looks at it. He has to hold it above the table, a tefach. A tefach is, it's a certain amount of distance, which is about 3.6 inches, according to Moshe Feinstein. So he holds it above the table, a tefach. Tichsiv, like the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Kos Yishuas Esa, I pick up the cup of salvation. V'shem Hashem Ekra, and I call in the name of Hashem. You pick it up, and then give a bracha to Hashem. The itir yad, the person is left-handed. Yosu b'yimindi day, he should hold it. It was considered his right hand, his stronger hand. Shu small shal kol adam, which is a regular person's left hand. So left, he would hold it in his own left hand because that's the stronger hand for him. V'yish lahasim min ashulchan hakelim harekim. You should remove from the table any vessels which are empty. That's not considered to be covered. It's not considered to be respect for the bracha to have the used dishes on the table. They should be removed before benching. Let's see, Alacha Hey. And B'nei HaMesiba Shavim B'mala, if the people of this group are all equal stature in terms of Torah knowledge, V'yesh B'neihem Kohen, and there's a Kohen among them, Mitzvah L'chabdo B'birkas HaMazon, there's a mitzvah to show respect to the Kohen with benching first. Shinemar V'kidashto, like the Pasuk says in terms of Kohanim, you should show him Kedusha, you should show him how he's considered to be holier, and therefore show him precedence to other people. However, if there's a prominent person, an important person among the assembly, that he's prominent in his Torah knowledge, Yivarechu, that Talmud Chacham, that prominent Torah scholar, the person who's a Torah scholar should make the bracha before the Kohen. So first, one would honor the Torah scholar, the Talmud Chacham, the Torah scholar, and after that, one would honor the Kohen. The Kitzur continues, V'no'agin losis la'av v'lavarich. The custom is to give a person who's mourning to make the bracha. A mourner is defined by the Mishnah Berurah as someone who's in the 12 months of mourning for a father or mother. What we call the Yod Beis Chodesh. If he's in the year of mourning for his parents, the meaning is to give that person the honor of benching Birkas HaMazon with the Kos. V'davka kishashavim b'mala. That's only when they're of equal stature. If the Talmud Chacham is more prominent, this is a Talmud Chacham among the assembly, a prominent person in Torah knowledge, he should make the bracha first. If everybody's equal, so if there's a Kohen, one should honor the Kohen. And also there was this custom to honor a mourner with the benching. It's proper to give respect, to make the benching. You should honor with benching someone is a generous person. Sonei batza, he hates bribery. V'gomel chesed b'mamono, and he does kindness, just charity with his money. Shenemar tov ayin hu yuvarach. The pasuk says a generous person who will be blessed. Atikri yuvarach, we make a drasha, we make an interpretation of this pasuk. Read it not, he should be blessed, Ella Yivarech, he should be the one who gives the blessing. A person who's generous should be the one who gives the blessing, that someone who is a generous person is considered to be more appropriate for giving the blessing of Birkas HaMazon. So this is the order of precedence of the one who should be the one to make the benching. Let's see Allah Vav. Hamavarech Yomar Mitzchila Havlan V'Nevarech. The person who's making the benching should say at the beginning, Havlam v'nevarech, let us go and bench. O Yomar b'lashon Ashkenaz, we should say it like in the Yiddish, Rabosai mirvelin benchin. My peers were ready to bench. We would like to bench. Ki kol mila de kedusha boi hazmona, because anything that which is a holy act needs to be prepared. A person should prepare himself to do that act. V'masubin onin, and those who are assembled, answer him, Yehi Shem Hashem Mevorach Miat HaViyad Olam. Hashem's name should be blessed forever. V'achar kach Omer HaMevorach B'yashus. Then the person making the bracha should say, with your permission, Nevorach Shechana Mishallah. Let us make the bracha to Hashem that we ate from his food. V'masubin Omen Baruch Shechanu. Those who are assembled say, Baruch Shechanu Mishallah. V'chozah HaMevorach V'omer Gamhu. And then the person making the benching, he responds and he says also Baruch Shachanu. So those who are assembled say Baruch Shachanu Mishalo. And then the Mevarech answers also Baruch Shachanu. Baruch Shachanu Mishalo V'tivol Chayinu. V'nogim B'Ktzas Mekomos, the custom is in certain places, after the person who is benching said the line, Baruch Shachanu Mishalo V'tivol Chayinu, Onin HaMesubin Amen, those are assembled say Amen on him. In some places, the custom is not to say Amen, rather they just proceed without the Amen. Also, there are different customs in terms of saying the words Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo before the benching starts. There are those who have the custom that whoever is making the benching should say the words Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo. Even when it's only a zimun of three people, they still say the words Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo. The Yesh Omrim Shein La Omro, there's an opinion we should only say the words Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo. Ela Kishim Zamdin Ba'asara, only when they make zimun of 10 people. Shemazkir Es Hashem, he's going to mention the name of Hashem. We'll talk about this halachos with the zimun of 10 people. You mention the name of Hashem. So there's an opinion, you only say Baruch Hu Baruch Shema when Zimun is done with 10 people that mention the name of Hashem. Az Yomar, then you should say Baruch Hu Baruch Shema, because we mention the name of Hashem, we say, let his name be blessed. Az Yomar, then you should say Baruch Hu Baruch Shema. V'chein Nishlanu, that's the proper custom, that by Zimun of 10 people, you should say Baruch Hu Baruch Shema. V'amesubin lo yomruhu, the assembled should not say it, only the person who's benching. Mikol Shekain, and certainly Mishim Avarach Birkas Hamazon below Zimun, someone who's benching without a Zimun, Shelo Yomro, he shouldn't say Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo, only doing Zimun with the group should say Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo, the one who's benching should say it before the benching, and the Kitz's opinion that one should only say it if you have 10 people that you mention the name of Hashem, then you should say Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo, his name should be blessed. Let's see Allah HaZayin, HaMavarach Yivarach Bekol, whoever is making the benching should make the benching in a loud voice. V'mesubin yomru imo mila b'mila b'lachash. The assembled should follow with him word by word in an undertone. They should follow along with him quietly. They should say the words themselves, but they should still be able to hear the person who's doing the benching. U'besov kol bracha, at the end of every bracha, yakdimu l'sayim kodim l'hamavarech, they should proceed to finish the bracha before the person benching finishes the bracha. Kideshiyanu amin al brachaso. In order to answer amin on his bracha, so they should sort of get ahead of him, that they should be able to say amin on the bracha of the mevarich, on the bracha of the person who is benching. Let's see Allah ches. Achar birkas hamazon, after the benching, mevarich ala kos shebirich olav. He makes a bracha on the kos that he benched on. Vishos hashir revius. He drinks the amount of a revius. Revius, again, according to Moshe Feinstein's opinion, is around 3.3 ounces. He should be able to make a bracha after it. He should make the bracha ala gefen v'api ala gefen on this cup of wine. So he should drink the amount of a revius. In kosa shel hamesubin hein pegumos, if the cups in front of the people who are assembled, if they have cups, and those cups are pogum, that someone drank from those cups, like we discussed in previously, halacha gimel, a kos pogam is a cup that was drunk from. Tzarech ha-mevarech litin mikoso ma'at, the person making the bracha should give a little bit from his cup, l'toch kosos shelahem, into their cups. He should put from his kos into their kosos. He should put from his cup into their cups. Ach ha-shibirech bar pi ha-gofen, after he made the bracha of ha-gofen, kodim sheyishtehu, but before he drinks, so after he makes the bracha, before he drinks, he should add from the wine into their cups. In order that when they're ready to make the hagafen after the benching, they should make the bracha on a kos which is not pogam, on a kos which is not drunk from, or which is not tainted. So by adding some of this wine that was not drunk from, he's misaking their kosos, he fixes their kosos, and they can make hagafen on their cups of wine that are considered to be untainted by adding from the wine, the untainted wine, from the person making the benching. Also, if their kosos, if their cups are empty, they have nothing in their own kosos, in their own cups. Nosim l'sochen ma'ad mikol shel bracha. He should give them a little bit from the kol shel bracha, from this cup that he made the benching on, because it's considered to be appropriate to drink from a cup of wine that one made a bracha on. So you should give them from his cup. They should not taste until the mevarich tastes. They should not drink until the person who makes the bracha drinks. However, if they have their own cups, they have each one has his own individual cup, and they're not pogum, they're not tainted, that those cups were filled up for themselves and they were never drunk from. Then the person making the bracha does not have to add from his cup into theirs. He doesn't have to add anything into their cups if their cups are untainted. They were never drunk from. They could drink before the mevarich, before the person who makes the bracha. The Kitzur is saying, if the person making the bracha needs to add from his kos into theirs because their cups were drunk from, they should wait for him to do that. They should wait for him to drink from his cup before they drink themselves. But if they don't need to get from the kos of the person benching, if their cups are untainted and they could drink without adding anything from the kos of the person making the bracha, they don't need to wait for him. They could just drink even before the person making the bracha drinks. The Kitzur adds, v'chein nochon v'tov v'mevshar, it's the proper thing, if it's possible, shiyeh l'kol echad kos mole, that each person should have his own cup full of wine, and not rely on the kos of the person making the benching. They should have their own cups, and therefore they could, if their cups were not tainted, they could drink before the person making the bracha. And again, if their kosos were pogum, if they were tainted because they were drunk from, the mevarich should add into them, and the mevarich should drink before they drink. Let's see halacha test. Em a mevarich in a rotzelish, just if the person making the bracha doesn't want to drink, yesh orim, there's an opinion, diyochalitin liyesh acher min amasubin, he could give it to one of the people from the assembled, shivarech bor pi hagafen, that other person should make the hagafen instead of the person who benched. V'yishdeshiravias, this other person should drink the amount of ravias, again around 3.3 ounces, according to Moshe Feinstein. V'yivarech bracha acharona, that other person should make the alagafen on the cup of wine. V'yish omrim dein lasas, there's an opinion that you should not do that, that one should not give the cup to another person. Davka ha-mevarech b'zimon, but specifically the person who made the bracha with the zimon, with this group, that they did zimun, hu yivarech alakos, he should make the bracha on the cup of benching. V'chein nochon lasos, that's appropriate to do, that you should choose someone to bench that will be able to drink the cup of wine himself. Let's see halacha yud. Shnayim sha'achlu biyachad, if two people ate together, mitzvah lohem levakesh shlishi sheyistari f'mayim lezimun. It's a mitzvah, it's appropriate, they should look for a third person. He should combine with them to make a zimun. He should be mitzuraf. He should be combined with the group to make the bracha of zimun. Vafilum bahashlishi. Even if that third person came, la'achas hashnayim kvar gamru melechol. After the two people finished eating, the third person joined them. Ela shimhayu mavien lahem od ezer davar. But if they're at the point of the meal, if they would bring them one other item, l'kinuach suda, as like a dessert type of an item for the meal, they would still eat. If they're still at the point that they would theoretically eat more in their meal for dessert, it's a mitzvah to combine this third person to zimun, that this third person can still join with them if they're still eating at the point that they would have more for dessert theoretically if more food was brought. Therefore, that third person can still join them. It's not too late. And they should join this third person to them to make the zimun. They should give him to eat the size of a kazayis, the size of an olive of food. He should be obligated in the bracha achrona to make a bracha after that food. That person could combine with them to make the bracha of zimun. What does that third person have to eat? Yish Omrim to be in Dafka past is an opinion he has to specifically eat bread. Not only the first two have to eat bread, according to this first opinion, the third person also has to eat bread. There's an opinion that it doesn't have to be specifically bread. It's enough if you would eat something which is a mezonos, even though it's not bread. There's an opinion that even if you eat fruits or vegetables, that's enough, as long as it's a solid food as opposed to a drink. Then the last opinion, even if he's not eating anything, only he's drinking the size of a revius me'ez a mashke, from a liquid. Again, the revius is around the size of 3.3 ounces, according to Moshe Feinstein. If he's drinking that amount of liquid from some beverage, chutz min amayim, as long as it's not water, as long as it's something which is more important than water, mitzvah, if he could join with the group. V'chinogin, and that's the custom, that even if the person just drank something, Even if it's just a beverage, as long as it's something more important than water, he could join with the group to make zimun, and that's the custom, that if two had bread, the third person, even if he just had a drink besides for water, he could join them for zimun. V'yafapi shelo achal el ashasa, even though he didn't eat, but rather he drank, yacholom ashachal, he could say the word shachal that we ate from Hashem's food. Because drinking is considered part of eating, and even on drinking you could say the word she'achalno that we ate. After the first two people finish benching hazanas kol, the first paragraph of benching, then he could make the bracha achrona, the after bracha, al ma she'achal hashasa, and whatever he ate or drank, he can make the bracha achrona on that food after the first two finished benching the first paragraph. He should wait until after they finished the first paragraph, then he can make his own bracha achrona. If the third person came la'achar shekvar natlu yedeyam b'mayim achronim, after they washed their hands with mayim achronim, after they washed mayim achronim, the washing after the meal, the third person came, he cannot combine with them, because once they wash mayim achronim, once they wash the washing after the meal, he cannot combine with them to make a zimun. The Shulchan Aruch adds, even if they didn't wash mayim achronim, if they said havlan v'nevarach, if they said let us bench, and they're ready to bench, and they express that they said let us go bench, also the third person would not be able to join with them, because that's considered to be that your meal is over. Let's see, Allah Yud Aleph. Shlosha she'achlu biyachad, three people that ate together. Kevin she'nischayvu b'zimun, since they're obligated in zimun together, in rasham lecholek, they cannot divide up into different groups. They must stay together to make zimun. V'chin arba u'chamisha, also by four or five, they should stay together to make zimun. Afilo echad mehem, even one of them, in rasham levarach b'fnei atzbo, he does not have permission to make his own bracha and break off on his own. Because they're all obligated in Zimun, they must stay together to make the bracha of Zimun. However, if it's six or more, Adasara until ten, anywhere between six, seven, eight, or nine, they could break into two different groups. It will remain the amount of Zimun for each group, as long as you have at least three in a group. Even though there's six or more, they could break into multiple groups, two, even three groups if it's nine, three groups of three. As long as each group is doing Zimun, they could break up into different groups. But if you're breaking up on your own without doing Zimun, that he may not do. He should stay with the group in order to do Zimun. Let's see, Allah Yud Beis. In Himasara, if there are 10 people that ate together, Nischaiva Levarach B'Shem, they're obligated to make the bracha of Zimun with the name of Hashem. Tehainu ha-mevarech omer, that the person making the bracha says the following words, Nevarech Elokeinu she'achalna mishalo, we bless Hashem that we ate from His. V'lo yomer nevarech leilokeinu, you shouldn't say it with the lamed, leilokeinu, that's considered to be grammatically incorrect. You say nevarech Elokeinu, we'll give a bracha, will be mevarech Hashem. But say it without the lamed. And the people who are assembled say, Baruch Elokeinu she'achalna mishalo. Since they're obligated to make the bracha with the shem, with the name of Hashem, asur and lecholik, they cannot break up if they have 10 or more. Unless they have 20 or more, once they're 20, they can divide into two groups, as long as each group has 10. Ozmuton lecholik, then they're allowed to break up. Sheishar lechol chabura zimun b'shem, that each group will have zimun with the name of Hashem. So, whether they have 20, 30, 40, however many they have, which is a multiple of 10, they could break into groups of 10 and then make zimun with Hashem. So they could do zimun with the name of Hashem if their group has 10 or more. So therefore, from 10 until 20, they should be one. They have to stay as one group. Once they have 20, they could divide into two groups, etc., depending on how big the group is. As long as there's 10 in the group, they can break up and say zimun with the name of Hashem. There's two articles on the website of Kitzur 365 in these halachas. There's an article about the obligation to bench on wine, and also an obligation about the definition of Chamar Medina, what's considered to be the country's beverage that, again, the Kitzur says is a substitute for wine.